My Christmas Tree, another classic. Right up there with White Christmas and Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Matt LaFleur is at the podium discussing the Denver Broncos and a factoid that I did not know. Of their 11 wins this season, the Broncos have come from behind in the fourth quarter 9 times, per Matt LaFleur stats and information. Tosh, what does that tell you about the Denver Broncos?
Cardiac kids. Know how to win. Nothing gets, they don't get rattled. But that's what it tells me. I think Sean Payton, obviously a veteran coach, goes over situational football. They also blew a game late with a leverage penalty early in the season yep. that they should not have. So it tells you that they're not a juggernaut. They're not running people out of gyms. They're having to scrap. And that tells me this is going to be a tight football game on Sunday. And the Broncos feel really good about tight football games. And that's playoff football. And this will be, you know, it's not a playoff game. But for Green Bay and for Denver, I think Denver's chasing the one seed. Green Bay's chasing the one seed.
Right.
Can't afford losing. You can't afford to lose any of these type of games if that's what your ultimate goal is. And As I've said, I think on both sides of this, just because you get the one seed doesn't mean you're going to go to the Super Bowl. We've seen that movie before.
Most
but
important
this year, with the just the level of parity that this playoff picture is going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Any advantage that you can get, and there's no bigger advantage than not having to play in advance without that. That is a huge, huge advantage. And both of these teams are fighting for that on Sunday.
Where do we stand on Sean Payton?
Good coach. Really good coach. I think because he's really media savvy and he was on Fox and he's done that, I think he gets elevated. You know, ahead of a Mike McCarthy whose resumes are eerily similar.
You're right.
But that's the world we live in. Perception becomes reality in a lot of cases. And, you know, both had Hall of Fame quarterbacks, both have a championship. But I think Sean Payton is looked at as more innovative and new-aged than Mike. And I believe a lot of that is the media part of it, but also size. I think that's part of it, too.
It's time for trivia. We did double trivia yesterday, which was fun. We enjoyed it. Usually we try to do that with our geography, but we'll only have one contestant today. Jesse, what caller would you like? I'm taking it out of old boy's hands. He's already had it taken away from him once by Brian Bulaga.
I'm just the Iron Jock guy. I'm just doing Iron Jack. I'm not doing...
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs and Iron
no,
Jack.
No, I understand. I understand, but I'm talking about the tumbler
the
that we're giving away.
Contest. That's understood, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
It didn't sound like you understood that.
Well, we're playing all the holiday tunes, royalty-free by your request today. Christmas Day is December 25th. How about caller 25 for trivia?
Love it. Look at you. What initiative from old boy. Caller 25, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. While you're dialing, Tausch will be telling you about Prize Picks.
Prize Picks. It's the best time of the year for prize, the holiday season. Bowl games, as long as people aren't opting out of them. Basketball matchups, playoff pushes. Oh, baby, and the best place to be is on Prize Picks, the simplest way to play daily fantasy sports. Make your player picks in less than 60 seconds. Choose more or less on at least 2 player stats, and you get them right. Cash in. And new this season, you have early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you might be able to cash out before the game even ends. And with stacks, you can pick the same player up to 3 times in one lineup. Steph Curry, Giannis. If you want to go, what was the quarterback's name? McCarthy. Pick. You got all of it. You can do it on Prize Picks. And deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI and you get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
It's good
to be right.
To be right. Okay. It just threw me off there. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This is what I envision it sounding like at Old County Stadium if they played Christmas music on the organ as someone came up to bat. Love it. Let's play some trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in today's contestant. It is Kurt in Monroe. Kurt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great show, guys.
Thank you. Do you know Jeff and Monroe, or is Monroe too big for you to know each other?
I might know him if they tell me his last name, but...
I'll send that to you from Tausch's phone.
I've heard
Homer's
him on your show.
Homer's got a bat line that he can send over to.
Yeah, we'll have Homer pass that along. Just give us your
take
number.
Take his coat off. Stay a while.
We'll text you. All right, the category is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. Kurt, question numero uno is this. The Great River Road traverses through 33 historic towns and villages along 250 miles of which of the following rivers? Is it the Mississippi River, the Wolf River, or the Crimea River? Crimea River, get it?
That'd be the Mississippi.
It would be the Mississippi. I had not heard of the Great River Road. Jesse, were you driving on it recently?
Well, this is probably the time to tell you I did not make these questions this week. Up North Joe makes a return appearance, providing the questions for this week, because I've been working hard getting ready for my hour and 50-minute pregame show on Friday.
Or 20-minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, one or the other. All right, Kurt, question two from Up North Joe's Trivia. Which of these highways is not part of the Door County Coastal Byway, which was granted National Scenic Byway status in 2021? And congratulations to the Door County Coastal Byway for that incredible honor.
Belated.
Okay. Which of these highways is not part of that? Is it Highway 42 that is not part of it? Is it Highway 57 that is not part of it? Or is it Highway 12 that is not part of it?
Highway 12.
You are correct. A very smart answer. Well done. All right, question three. The design of the new Nature and Culture Museum of Wisconsin in Milwaukee is inspired by which of the following state parks located in western Wisconsin near Camp Douglas? That was a mouthful. I didn't know about the Nature and Culture Museum of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. I'll have to check that out.
Replacing the old public museum. This is the new one. Yeah.
I didn't know that's what they were calling it. So which of these state parks inspired the design? Is it Devil's Lake State Park, Mill Bluff State Park, or Perot State Park?
I'm going to go with Mill Bluff.
You think that's a good decision, Tausch?
Yeah.
Dynamite drop-in, Monty. Indeed. You are correct, Kurt. A perfect day.
I think Kurt feels like he could be part of the flock with Tyler and Jesse. He's so confident. He is very quick with his answers.
He knows his geography. Kurt, what? How
I
many,
think you should think about recruiting him. Jesse, get him an NIL package put together and
I'd
see
love
if you can bring
on the
him
show.
To
there you go. All right, so Kurt, how many times have you played trivia, would you estimate?
Yeah, he's good.
How many times?
Yeah.
Maybe three.
I was going to say three or four.
He's a bracket guy.
Yeah.
His CFP ranking is going way up. He's in the mix.
Oh, he's the James Madison of our bracket.
He's a newcomer on the scene. Yeah. A couple months ago, started listening to the show. Well, I'll say this. You have every right to be confident in how you answer your questions because on geography, you were right on the money. You got all three right. That means you got four entries into our drawing on Friday and potentially at Tausch's behest start working on writing some questions apparently because we'll have you back as our guest questioner.
No. He can do that too. I'm saying Jesse and Tyler when they go to their Golden Geese trivia contest bringing him on board. Yeah.
Kurt, would you say you're a good trivia player overall or just in Wisconsin geography?
I'm pretty decent on sports and music.
There you go, Jesse.
We got those covered. We need a science guy. We're not good at science.
Bill Nye.
Yeah, we need
good
a Bill
one,
Nye
Jason.
With us.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good one.
Although,
Kurt,
okay, sorry.
No. Say goodbye to Kurt. Then I got to share something with you.
Kurt, thanks for playing. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So there's a big development happening in the Jesse and Tier 1 Tyler friendship.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you gone your separate ways?
You're the godfather, aren't you?
He's been released.
No.
Waived.
He's moving further away.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
About a month away, he's going to be moving.
Where's he moving to?
Tier 1?
What's the exact address?
He's moving from his address that's the same as the one on the other side of the street in town. He lives in Cottage Grove right now, but he's going to be moving down further southeast Wisconsin toward the Oconomowoc region, Lake Country.
Uh-oh.
So,
it's gonna
How make, do you feel like that's going to affect your friendship?
It's going to be a tough one. Because he's going to be closer to some of our other friends that we went to high school with.
So you may not be tier one anymore.
Yeah, I may be in. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on with tier one Tyler. That
what are the chances you and Becca end up moving down there and then start carpooling with Ashton?
There you go.
You and Ashton.
Not great, only because Stacy Bruner and the great team at Bruner Realty found us this amazing house that we have in Sun Prairie. We have no intentions of leaving it anytime soon because of the great process we went through with Stacy and the team at Bruner Realty.
Yeah. What about Eirik?
Eirik was awesome, too, for financing the home.
Poor Eirik.
He was fantastic, and we enjoyed working with him as well to make sure we had all the I's dotted, T's crossed.
So I'll ask the question that Jason wants to ask but doesn't have the courage to ask. How does this affect our bubbler sourcing with Tyler moving?
Should have no impact on the bubbler situation.
Well, Tyler, congratulations on your new house. I hope you use Stacy and Eirik and the whole team, and you had a great time, and we'll still expect all the bubbler.
Congratulations. As long as you're still hooking us up, that's all we really care about.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, Nelly is next with demoted Tier 2 Jesse. So stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
It's almost like Charlie Brown, but without the royalties. We'll get to Woe Nelly in a second. But first, I want to remind you, we're almost out of time. So if you've been hemming and hawing like some of us on the panel might do on a question about doing your jingle for your Kringle. Now's the time. We've only got 4 days left before the deadline. We would love for you to enter. Jingleforyourkringle.com is the website that'll redirect you to where you can put your entry in. All you got to do with Racine Danish Kringles in ESPN Wisconsin is sing your little ditty, your little Kringle jingle for the holidays. Two rules. That's all we got is two. Very simple. 60 seconds or less. Include the phrase, it's not just a treat, it's a tradition, in your jingle. That's it. That's all you got to do. If you do that, you'll be eligible to win. And if your jingle is selected, you win Kringle for a year. Like the Kringle of the Month Club from Racine Danish Kringles. And if you want to celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle, but you don't want to sing, I don't know why you wouldn't, but it's worth it. You should try it. But if you don't, just go to Kringle.com or call 800-4-DANISH. You can order the Peppermint Brownie Kringle, which is their new flavor for the holidays. I think we're going to open ours up today, so I'm looking forward to trying that. I'm also looking forward to Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
It's a busy time on the sports calendar with obviously all the football postseason pushes going on, college pro, NBA Cup, college basketball, conference game tonight for Wisconsin on the road at Nebraska, 23rd ranked Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska's won a bunch in
a
row.
They're good. Bradley transfer, Rink Mast, good player. Baseball's winter meetings are also taking place right now.
I saw this. I know exactly where you're
going.
When's
Pablo's birthday?
May. And this has... Okay. All this is Pat Murphy. This is one of the top articles on ESPN.com. Pat Murphy, reigning NL Manager of the Year 2 years in a row, has won it every year that Craig Counsell's left the Milwaukee Brewers. Not optimistic, it sounds, that Freddy Peralta will be back with the Milwaukee Brewers for the coming season. He's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it, maybe beachfront acreage, wherever he wants it, in multiple islands, says Pat Murphy. And then asked about roster building. I love being part of his career. I've seen every pitch he's made in the big leagues. It's personal to me, and I love the man, and I hope he's a Brewer. And then he's asked also about players moving on and how difficult the job is.
He's getting traded.
And then he said about the front office, quote, I think they know what they're doing. My role is to take whatever guys we have. I hope Freddie is one of them. 29 years old, Freddy Peralta finished fifth in the Cy Young voting last year, but was not very good in a clutch must-win game in the postseason.
Well, just
and
have
hasn't been
there
for most of his starts in the postseason.
Is there a question here?
We all agree, Freddy. Are we all in agreement Freddy Peralta is likely not going to be a Milwaukee Brewer in 2026?
What? I would think that we should start the season with him, and you could still... Now, if you get a haul of hauls, got to make the move, right? What Pat's saying there is, yeah, we can't pay him what he deserves and what he's earned, and he is right at that point in his life he needs to cash in. So, good on you. But if you don't get what you want, let's make another run at this thing. Let's make another push, and if the season's starting to get sideways or it's going awesome... if it's going awesome, you roll with it. If it's not, you could trade him and still get some nice prospects coming back. But it's going to be a tough look. Even though I think Brewer fans understand kind of the scenario we're in, he's been such a war horse for this team. And if you trade him, I think you're sending signals that, hey, we're going to still compete, but our war horse is gone, and I think the expectations of what this team could be would drop if indeed that happens.
Yeah, this sounded like it's not goodbye yet, but it's probably going to be goodbye. So I'm going to say the nice things that I would say if he was going goodbye right now, just so it's out there. And boy, I hope it doesn't happen, but it's probably going to happen. That's how I read this. Interesting story. It was by the Associated Press on ESPN.com. It's interesting. I did not expect that news to come out the way it did. So, but it's probably likely. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
Tausch, you described the NBA Cup quarterfinals as that sweet, sweet action yesterday. Did you get a chance to watch the Orlando Magic and Miami Heat or the Toronto Raptors and New York Knicks on Amazon Prime yesterday?
Or did you miss out on that sweet, sweet action?
I missed out on that. I think I was saying it in jest. Or was I being serious? I don't know. Because when the Bucks were in it, I was intrigued by it.
You were.
But now I could give, I literally could give two rips. So that's where I'm at.
Well, do you know who had the biggest night last night in the NBA Cup?
Oklahoma City?
No, the Orlando Magic, led by the star that they acquired during the offseason, Desmond Bain, 37 points for Orlando. And the Magic are now on to Las Vegas, where they will meet the New York Knicks.
I don't understand why I like that so much, but I do.
It's fun.
It's good.
Because it's fun.
It's good. You do a really good job, Jesse.
Desmond Bane.
Keep it up.
Could have been a Milwaukee Buck in the draft.
Whoa, Nelly!
Boy, if they had Desmond Bane,
it would have been my favorite player.
Well, not only that, I think the Giannis stuff would be, the tenor of that discussion would be very different.
Did you see what Desmond Bane did the other day? He just chucked a ball at OG Anunoby.
No.
He just threw a ball at a man laying on the ground out of bounds. He got fined $35,000 at Madison Square Garden.
Why did he get fined for doing that? He was trying to save the ball, right? It wasn't...
Yeah, I mean, it was egregious. Like, he was throwing it off of him like it was going out of bounds. The ball was going out of bounds anyway. He just picks it up and just chucks it at him for, like, no reason.
Was that wrong? That should sounds, he not have done that?
That sounds soft. That sounds soft. I mean, do you remember when Anthony Mason used to throw punches at people? And I don't know how much he got fined, but that sounds... I don't think that in 1994, with the heyday of the New York squad... I don't think that would have been that big a deal.
R.I.P. Anthony Mason, right? We lost him a few years ago?
I don't know for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
I better fact.
I think you're right.
Patrick Ewing, Starksy, Rolando Blackman. What a
team. Wow. He's been gone a long time. He died in 2015.
Oh, wow.
Anthony?
Anthony Mason. Covered him when he was with the Bucks.
He was. I like to model my game after Patrick Ewing and Anthony Mason.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought you were Jokic.
Like that squad. Well, that's who it is now. I was Jesse. Jokic wasn't around when I was a kid modeling my game.
Oh, sorry.
What
I wasn't
are you talking?
About? I wasn't sure if you were talking modern day or back in the day. Sorry.
Well, modern day sure. Jokic would be he'd be my
very. You're very Jokic-y.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You're about as Jokic-y as and. He plays in Denver, which is very nearby Coors and your Coors Lights. Perfect fit for your game.
Really good fit. And whether you're watching a Bucks-Nuggets game, a Packers-Broncos game, is there any other correlations that we got? Rockies-Brewers? Whatever it is, and you want to just sit back, enjoy a great sporting event, and chill. Crack open at Mountain, Rocky Mountain Cold, Coors Light Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it is cold package. And you know what? It's refreshingly cold and only 102 calories. Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
This is another recognizable song. We're making progress. Good work, Jesse. DJ Jazzy Jesse with his royalty-free tunes. One tidbit from Matt LaFleur. Must not have been very newsy today because none of my beat writer colleagues tweeted out much of anything other than Lucas Van Ness is going to practice. Had the foot injury, missed five games, came back, played six snaps, and then was sidelined again for the last couple of games. Tausch, what can he do for you if you're the Packers?
Well, he can add a little spark in the pass rush. I think with Devontae Wyatt being out, that's going to be something, especially you put him on the inside. He obviously can play on the outside. Mm-hmm. I'm cautious with this because the foot and the fact that he re-aggravated something, you'd never want to see that because then psychologically you might be a little more tepid than maybe you were. So hopefully he can kind of get over that part of this and not just kind of look at this season as, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to get out there and be healthy and be a contributor to what you hope is going to be a long playoff push.
We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Brian Bulaga and Uncle Homer as well. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.